Let's start with the Federal Energy Management Program, FEMP. Do you call it that? That's okay?
FEMP is what we call it every day.
All right, so tell us what it is and how it works.
Well, FEMP is a program that is established within the Department of Energy, specifically the Office of Energy Efficiency, Renewable Energy, and its function is to work with federal agencies to provide them services, tools, and expertise to help them achieve the federal energy savings goals that have been mandated by legislation. Part of that work to achieve those goals is FEMP provides services and project funding to help agencies find ways to pay for these projects through creative financing tools. FEMP also provides guidance on federal rules, reporting and tracking of how well the agencies are meeting the goals. FEMP also provides assistance with training, customer service, and then specifically technical assistance to help start projects. FEMP also provides some communication and outreach to make sure that when we learn something or we figure out how to do something, we make sure everyone else knows how to do that as well.
So it sounds like you must be pretty closely tied in with GSA because they've got a whole range of things they're doing also, tools and...
We do work very closely with the General Services Administration. Specifically, we work with the Office of Federal High Performance Green Buildings. We currently have some activities working with that program that we've just kicked off last week, working for deep retrofits in facilities. We met with a lot of our service providers that provide energy savings performance contracts, and we worked with them to try to determine how we can do whole building retrofits to look at an entire energy-consuming system and determine the best way to get deep retrofits to work our buildings closer and closer toward the goal of net zero operation.
So deep retrofit, what does that mean, tearing things out from the basement?
That means working to get as much energy reduction in the consumption of a federal building as we can.
So that sounds like it takes some capital investment to do that. If you have some old boiler that was put in the 1920s or maybe even a not such a good furnace put in the 1970s, and you said there's funding from energy under FEMP to do this. Is that the kind of thing you would fund a whole new HVAC, for example?
Well, FEMP's funding is a program that's established called Energy Savings Performance Contracts. Another version of it is called Utility Energy Service Contracts. We call the first one ESPCs and the second one UESCs. Those two programs are what we're working to use to get the deep retrofits we spoke of. Those programs are a program that provides private investment in federal facilities with the private investor earning back their investment through the savings that's achieved by those retrofits. So what that means is that a federal agency has the ability to invite one of these companies that have been pre-selected through my program, the FIT program, to come into a building, analyze the building, find the best things that we can do to the building, do those retrofits where the federal agency requires no capital appropriations in order to do that retrofit. Then the private company is then repaid over the term of a 10, 15, or 20-year contract, the energy savings that is achieved.
Now, those are a great way to pay for contracts, and it's been tried over the years in different areas in the federal government, but sometimes you get Congress, and they look at that and say, wait a minute, why are we, looks to them like money is going to a contractor for doing nothing. Share and savings have always been a hard sell on the Hill. Are you having better traction with this type of share and savings and novel contracting?
Yes, we are. What the role of FEMP has taken in making sure that these work best is to work to have consistent results that are documented, that we have a streamlined approach, that we have process and procedure to enable us to always do this the same way so that we have accountability and we have the ability to look back and learn from our errors and how to improve the program. We've had many years. I believe we have over 280 projects that are currently have been done through the Energy Savings Performance Contract Program. So we have lots of lessons learned that we've incorporated through long-term monitoring of the projects and tools and procedures that we've developed.
So how far back does this program go? This just didn't start in 2008.
This started back in the 90s.
Okay, so you really do have a good track record.
Correct.
We're speaking with Tim Unruh. He's the Program Manager for Federal Energy Management Program, FEMP, at the Energy Department. So give us an example of, can you think of one building that really, or one facility that has done a great job, or one department maybe, that has made some pretty good strides in cutting their energy bill?
Well, I know one that came up last week at the what we call the FUPWG meeting. The FUPWG is the Federal Utility Partnership Working Group.
Who knew?
We had that meeting in Philadelphia, and that meeting is one where we bring utilities and federal agencies together to learn how we can do more projects under the Utility Energy Services Contract Program. And in that meeting, one of the interesting things that came out in my presentation and others was that the Veterans Administration has been using the Utility Energy Savings Contract Program more aggressively recently and been having great success with it.
Yeah, it turns out hospitals are some of the most energy-intensive buildings of all, aren't they?
They are very energy-intensive.
And through the VA, I think the federal government operates, 153 medical centers or some number like that. And every time they turn on one of those MRI machines, you can see the grid kind of take a groan. So maybe that's why they're getting that way.
Yeah, hospitals pose a lot of challenges, not only in energy consumption, but also in complexity and the codes and standards required to keep a hospital operating properly for patient safety.
Now, in the upcoming budget, we don't have a 2012 budget, and we don't know whether we will. How is that impacting the program that you're running as we move into fiscal 2012?
Well,
we're a month in it.
It impacts the program. It causes us to rethink how we support the agencies. We want to make sure that we have proper funding with the Department of Energy's National Laboratories, which work with FEMP to help provide that assistance out to federal agencies. We want to make sure that we have the support necessary, that the agencies are able to get what they need to achieve the goals mandated by Congress.
And so looking across the inventory of buildings and facilities that you might someday benefit or you could benefit, is there still room for a lot of energy savings? I mean, we've been through this since the 70s in some way. Sometimes it's hard to believe there's even more savings to be had.
Well, I don't know that I can tell you how much savings is left in the buildings. I can tell you that Congress believes that there is savings still available. The goals that they have currently stated for us go through the year 2015. And currently, at 2010, we're to save 15% off of a 2008 baseline. We currently are at 15%, and we have to now double that, take that to 30% by 2015. So we still have goals yet to achieve, and we still have a ways to go, I believe.
And at the Energy Department, do you wear your own dress, so to speak, and do you have a program going a la FEMP at Energy itself?
Yes, the Department of Energy maintains a sustainability performance office, which is specifically targeted to work with the Department of Energy to help them make their sustainability and subsequently energy goals.
All right. Tim Unruh is the program manager for the Federal Energy Management Program at the Energy Department. Thanks so much for giving us that update.
Thank you.